266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. It's a major defamation award against Donald Trump's famous personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. CBS's Tom Foti reports.
A Washington, D.C. jury awarded $148 million to Shea Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, former Georgia election workers falsely accused by Rudy Giuliani and others in the 2020 Trump campaign of voter fraud. They sued the former New York mayor turned Trump personal lawyer. This is Freeman.
Money will never solve all of my problems. I can never move back into the house that I called home.
But she did call it a good day after the huge damage verdict against Giuliani. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Protests in Tel Aviv following the news that Israeli troops accidentally shot and killed three hostages in Gaza. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports.
Nationwide heartache is mounting fury. News of the deaths triggered a flash protest near the place now known as Hostage Square in Tel Aviv. Carrying an Israeli flag dipped in red paint, crowds demanded a deal with Hamas now, saying time is running out.
Yemen's Houthi rebels say they have hit several sensitive targets using drones. The rebels have previously targeted vessels in the Red Sea region. Some have been shot down by the U.S. Navy. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is sending National Guard troops to the border with Mexico to secure the area. But the head of the Pima County's Board of Supervisors has some concerns. KPHO-TV's Steven Sarabia has that story.
Supervisor Chair Adelita Grijalva tells me that there's some concerns with where these reservists will be coming from, as many Guard members are police officers from smaller Arizona towns.
If we have a police force of five and you're pulling three of them because they're reservists, that puts our communities at risk.
In Pima County, they say now is the time for the federal government to focus on Arizona's border before their local resources run out.
We haven't been able to do the work of Pima County because we've been doing the federal government's job. We need help.
Holiday shopping could reach record highs this season.
The National Retail Federation expects consumers to spend more than $960 billion this holiday season. That pans out to an average of $975 in gifts per person, the highest since the 90s.
WBZ-TV's Brandon Truitt. Not exactly a partridge in a pear tree, but quite the find for Bobby Hayes. He spotted a baby owl in the Christmas tree as he was cleaning carpets at the home of a family in Lexington, Kentucky.
The owl was literally sitting on a lower limb here, crawled up into the tree further. And as it was in the tree further, it took me several minutes to even find it.
CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Ah, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Interest rate environment.
In this month, the Lake Erie Energy Development Corporation decided to halt its Ohio wind project indefinitely. In the push for clean energy, it's hard to rule out an offshore project eventually being floated in places like Wisconsin. Nemet says one attractive feature for offshore projects is you can build them closer to locations that have larger energy demands, with Milwaukee coming to mind. Land-based projects, despite their growth, still can face local opposition. Offshore projects do too, but Nemet doesn't see them as being a big problem.
At the nearest, they'd be on the distant horizon, so you wouldn't really see them very much.
Even though aesthetics might not get local residents angered about an offshore project, he says impacts on birds and their migratory paths could drum up opposition to offshore development. However, some researchers say if technology matures for floating turbines in freshwater settings, it could help alleviate concerns about jumpstarting these kinds of projects in the Great Lakes region. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. This story was produced with original reporting from Nicole Pollock for Inside Climate News.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
WRJN weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, rain showers, a high near 46. Rain tonight, a low of 40. Rain ends for Sunday. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and a high near 45. A slight chance of snow Sunday night as we drop to 28. Monday, partly sunny, windy 32.
Right now, it's 41.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back. December 16th, 2023, and if it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha, Hour 2 in our expanded Saturday morning show. And I'm your host, Don Brown, here, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the WAUK Studios, here in the old NAMI building and right around the corner from Theodora Yeomans Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in this Shaw. Swartz Brothers, I'm going to put you on the spot again. Who was Theodora Yeomans, and why do we honor her here?
Billy.
Next. Sorry. No,
that's you're okay. The educator.
Bad with history.
All right. So, yeah, and your next faculty meeting.
I would
meeting.
Say, though, did you say this is the old NAMI building?
It is the old NAMI building.
The NAMI, yeah, so. National Allegiance Mental Illness.
Yep.
Yep. So, I did some work with them back in, so.
And they're still here in Waukesha.
Give me a moved point over for that. Grand,
yeah, you'll appreciate this, Julian, that they're, where they are in Grandview, they're located to a lot of different clinics that they can now refer people to and, like, walk them to, which is great. So it's
no, they
great.
Do a lot of, they do.
But they still come to downtown. Mary Madden's been on the show twice, the executive director. Mm-hmm. And I understand from Anastasia that we have a caller.
We do. We have the one and only Triple G.
Triple G, Greg Wansnyder, Waukesha North alum. Greg, how are you this morning?
Hello, Don. Hello, Julian. Hello, Julian's dad.
No, brother, Billy. The younger Billy.
Billy.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry,
we need a separate show for his dad because I'm sure he's got a lot of stories to tell here. So.
Really?
Did you have Billy's dad? Did you have Julian's dad? Do you have him for class at all when you're in sixth grade, or you had a different school?
No, but Julian gave a speech that impacted my life in so many ways. Julian, I don't know if you remember me. I'm a totally blind guy.
Yeah, no, and I just saw you posted on Facebook, and I saw it late last night. Going to reach back out to you and say thank you, and no, it's great to hear from you.
Yeah, because Julian shared parts of his story with us and about what he was struggling with at the time. And it was just very, very impactful, Don, for me. And Julian was a part of Bible study about the time that I think I was a part of the Waukesha North Bible study. You were part of the Waukesha South kind of,
you
know.
Yep, I think we're doing some stuff with the youth center, and I remember all that really well.
The one-to-one Waukesha Teen Center. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my gosh, that place brings back memories. So I just had to call in and say and I hope you're still inspiring a lot of people, Julian. And Don, if I might just real quick, something happening at Waukesha today.
Yeah,
there's a new church that's opening up a new campus. They're not opening till Easter, but Fox River Christian Church.
Wow, they're expanding.
Is opening their North Campus building to the Gold's Gym.
Oh, really?
Everyone wondered what was going to go in Gold's Gym. And now we know it's the Fox River Christian Church. So I'm going to be over there for a little while today. So come down and meet their team.
The big ribbon cutting ceremony. Is that it?
Yeah, kind of. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, so yeah. But, and Don, good call on the Waukesha North Kettle Moraine game last night, by the way.
Yeah.
I was hoping my North Stars would pull it out.
It was looking very promising there. Yeah, it's just a war of attrition, but they played well. Guys that are normally in double digits, like A.J. Curtis, like only had five. So it was a really tough defensive battle. Both teams played really, really well defensively. So it was very much like a football game in terms of the, you know, the physical nature of it.
So. Yeah. Which I know something Julian knows about through, you know, you played basketball, right?
Yep.
Am I correct?
Yep.
So,
well, I appreciate it, Greg. Thank you. I appreciate the kind words and hope you're doing well, my man. Thank you so much.
I'm doing pretty well. Yep. Gained a little bit of weight since I saw you last, but hopefully
we all have.
So, terrific. Well, Greg, thanks always for the call and for always touching base. You are also a wellspring of great information and inspiration here in our Waukesha community. So enjoy your Saturday, Greg, and maybe we'll see you over at the Old Gold's Gym. So,
yeah. Stop on by, Don.
Sounds
good. Okay,
all right. Peace, my friend.
Bye-bye.
See you, Greg.
So when I was on the city council, I was approached, and it was kind of, you know, surreptitious at the time. We went to look over in that facility because there was a possibility of doing like a public market there that would also include something with the parks department since they had the infrastructure. And so I was there maybe with a couple other alders, with the city planning people and with the parks and rec people. And they were looking at like the, I think there's a swimming pool there and the workout facilities and seeing if that's something that their team could renovate. So it'd be a combination. It'd be like a multi-purpose complex for that was, you know, park and rec and then also this public marketplace. But unfortunately, the infrastructure was at age and since, you know, the gym had been closed for a few years, the assessment from Parks and Recs is it'd be way too expensive with tax dollars to try to renovate that. So, but the parking was there, you know, so there's a big space and that would have been neat to do something like that. So it is good to see that a tenant's finally coming in there. And gosh, you know, if you ever been to that Fox River Church? It's non-denominational. It's there on 164. It's gigantic.
Huge.
Has a huge congregation. And so it's nice that, you know, congrats to them.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see, you know, some of these vacancy getting filled for a meaningful purpose. Terrific. So, hey, other city news before we return to the Swartz Brothers is that this is from the mayor's office. We are, as a city, we are only $400,000 away from completing the fundraising for the parade memorial at, is it Greed Park or Greedy Park? I want to call it Greedy, but it's just down the road here. And it will be, this parade memorial will be an everlasting symbol of our community support for the victims and survivors of the November 21st, 2021 attack. And, you know, also great, you know, allows space for reflection, healing, and remembrance. And they want to reach the fundraising goal soon in order for the memorial to be completed by November 21st, 2024, the third anniversary of the tragedy. So something to think about here for any of you looking to do some donations here in the holiday season and before the year ends. So I have to ask you, you know, your father still, you know, has a huge presence here and is well remembered as a teacher and a coach. What was his influence on the two of you and your younger brother?
Go ahead, Jules.
You know, for me, I think growing up, it was just somebody that was just there all the time and really in the day to day, whether, and my mom as well. I mean, from my standpoint, I played basketball all over the country, you know, and I played with different, AAU teams, team down in Milwaukee with the Police Athletic League, a team, down in Racine, got to play with Karan Butler, who, was one of the all-time greats and played in the NBA for a long time with Racine growing up. And just the sacrifice I would use, you know, that would probably be my adjective. I always talk about my dad when I got into coaching. You know, my dad could have easily coached at the highest of levels, you know, whether it been sure. high college or so forth and so on. And he really sacrificed. I mean, I think when Billy transitioned from, you know, grade school, middle school, he was coaching the girls over at Waukesha North and very, right. very successful. And then kind of got out to really spend time with, take over Billy's group and then my group. And so I would just use the word sacrifice, just growing up, both my parents. And then now as I've gotten older and like I said, gotten into coaching, the art of, for me, what I've learned so much from and take so much is just the art of like coaching. You realize, I think coaching is really, it's a lot of teaching. It's a lot of right. motivation. It's a lot of counseling.
Sure.
To be honest. And so my dad was still get to this day. We mentioned a handful of people, but, as my dad's gotten older and things, you get all these people all the time that just come back and say, you know, he was favorite teacher and so forth. And, you know, and I remember watching my dad, just the art of teaching and, and so that's really what I've taken away so much of.
Neat.
Yeah.
All right, Billy, you're up.
Yeah. I think, you know, as people know me well, I don't like talking about myself and accomplishments and those types of things. But, I will for a second, just because I didn't have that size or individual ability, you know, like Jules did in a sport to play at a real high level.
Sure.
So I think, you know, for myself, he just pushed me, to do
sure
all that I could.
Yeah.
And in high school, I ended up playing four sports.
And I understand, you know, you also had a great high school. You were on a great basketball team. It was in 94. Was it your senior year?
We did.
Year?
I mean, there was a stretch there. We won 5 out of 6 conference titles in a row. My junior year was the only one we didn't. We went to sectional finals all the time. We just couldn't get over the hump.
Sure.
My senior year, lost at home to Rufus King, who was number one in the state. I think we were number 7 at the time. So then I went on to college, and I was going to play one sport, and I ended up playing 3. And, nice. You know, there's...
What else besides soccer and basketball?
I did soccer, basketball, ran track.
Track, okay. You know, that would make sense.
Crazy enough, go there to play basketball, and I end up doing better in the other two sports. And
he's in the Hall of Fame because of his all-time leader soccer.
Yeah, I went into the Ripon College Athletic Hall of Fame in 13.
Wow.
And I ended up staying there 2 more years.
That's
I
a great honor.
The assistant men's basketball position, and then my soccer coach left, so I got the head soccer job. And
he was a head soccer coach at like 23. I think he had some players that were as old as him.
Sure. Oh, that's neat. At Ripon, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So spent 7 cool. great years of my life there. And so I think, you know, for me, dad, you know, just basically pushed me to do as much as I could. I got 3 majors while playing 3 sports in college, which I was a 17 ACT guy.
Wow.
So
okay.
Just worked my tail off.
Sure.
And, you know, it was ended up working out. But I think, you know, similar to Jules, but yet 2 different perspectives.
Sure.
So,
sure. But yeah, no, again, very, very admirable. All those things that you'd achieved.
So. The other thing I would say, you got time.
Yeah. You got quick. A few seconds. Yeah.
Is this tough love? I think my dad really illustrates, embodies kind of the way you got to almost coach and approach relationships nowadays.
Sure.
I think old school discipline, but with great love.
I love it.
Yeah.
So much more about the Swartz family and other things happening in Waukesha after these important messages. Do not go away. This Week in Waukesha continues on WAUK 101.1 FM.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Remember, we're a team that plays together.
Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Been loving you a long time.
Down, hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. And yes, that's Shane McGowan and the Pogues. And this was the original recording of Rainy Night in Soho, which I like the one they ended up cutting that ended up on one of their albums. Had a lot of great brass in that, which I really like. Just great instrumentals. And my favorite version of that song, actually, we're back here in This Week in Waukesha, Don Brown with the Swartz Brothers. And we had Pete Schwab on. We were talking about, I used to work with his sister Julie at a restaurant group down in Evanston, Illinois. And one of the restaurants was an Irish pub. And one Sunday night, it was raining, ironically enough, and I was bored. So I went over to, I was a manager there, so I could go get my free meal and a couple pints and enjoy a great local band called the Muck Brothers. It was all Irish guys playing kind of like Pogues-like music. It was like they're taking traditional and they're amping it up. They're accelerating it and turning it into rock and roll. And it was a really cool experience. You'd have like grandmothers and little kids dancing on tables and a great environment. And at one point the band took a quick break and they invited a young woman up named Maureen O'Shea to do, and she did Rainy Night in Soho. And she just had one friend just playing with a little keyboard. And it was amazing. It was like most amazing version of that song I'd ever heard. And I used to lobby for her to go pro and join a band and do all these things. And people would tell me, no, she's just very, she thinks it's unethical to make money off of your art. That's what the Irish would say. And she finally did get coaxed into a band, and she was never really the same. It didn't sound the same as she did that one night that she played that song. And there's moments in your life like that, that you never forget. And it's, and that's why I love Waukesha so much. There's just so many of these local moments. Like last Saturday when I saw Olivia Rangel handing the game ball to the president after this amazing overtime win against undefeated Milliken, and just an amazing moment of grace that many cases you can only experience at the local level. Mm-hmm. And I know the Swartz brothers growing up here have experienced a lot of those, and having a great mom and dad, that a lot of great moments to share. And what were some of your, I guess, favorite moments, you know, playing, if you will? Playing and coaching.
Yeah, for me, like I said, just growing up, I was really, really fortunate just at a young age to see a lot of the country just with, I think one of the best things my dad ever did when I was like 10 or 11, he took me right down to inner city Milwaukee. And we formulated a relationship with a police officer at the Milwaukee Police Academy. Yeah. Who's going to start up this AAU team. And I basically was the first one that started that. And then we went on a run for about, you know, 7-8 years where we pretty much won the state title or finished second and represented the state of Wisconsin AAU. Also going down, like I said, Racine, and being able to play with, you know, just a lot of talented players, and
sure,
being able to travel the country at a young age. That would be one. Second, wow. One was I got a great picture of was when I came out at the end. It was when we played at South to go to state my senior year. I got a great picture of when I was checked out of the game. And I remember I kind of gave my head coach, I got the greatest respect for, kind of a hug in that. But the pictures of me and my dad, he's kind of giving me a big bear hug. And just the symbolism, and, you know, you say, you know, picture speaks a thousand words. All sure. The time, effort, energy, yeah. All the sacrifice, all that went into that. And for to get the state
yeah.
and all that illustrates, that was probably, you know, in my coaching career, last thing I would say is been able to play at just some unbelievable places all throughout really the world and the country and all that.
Wow.
But you always come back to whether it be a Final Four or Madison Square Garden or all these different places.
Yeah.
There's nothing like high school.
Right.
The purity of it. And, you know, sure. You come back, and I was just reflecting on that last Friday. I was at a high school game, and just the community, the purity, There's just nothing like the high school level.
Yeah. And this coming from a guy that went to a Final Four as a freshman with Dick Bennett's.
Yeah, a lot of great experience, like I said. But the best, you just always come back to, there's nothing like high school hoops.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt. You know, I remember, the team you lost to, Michigan State, Tom Izzo, I had the honor of meeting him when I was a freshman at Michigan State, and he was an assistant under Judd Heathcote. But years later, I'm living in Evanston and met this architect that went to U of M. Like right there, there's just a bad recipe for arrogance, right? No, but Kevin was a friend of mine. But Kevin talked about his high school team losing to a high school team that Izzo had coached before he got into the college ranks. And he said literally it was like five guards in the starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
But their defense and their and he had a team with a lot of, like, I guess, all-state guys, you know, certainly like physically and athletically maybe superior. But this team that Izzo had of these mites had just broken them down.
Small ball ahead of the time.
Oh, yeah. And so, and same thing. Yeah, it's just probably, and I guess if you were to ask Tom, he'd probably say the same thing.
Yeah.
Just taking guys that, lived up to their potential, even though maybe that the potential wasn't very high and just exceeded expectations. That had to be incredible. Who was your varsity coach, Julian?
Tom Riegel.
Tom Riegel. Was that your coach too, Billy?
No, he came in the year after I graduated.
Okay.
So I had Mark Christensen.
Okay.
Mark left and when I graduated.
Sure.
Okay.
So Billy coached under Coach Riegel, right?
Yep.
When you came back?
So when I came back, I was his JV coach for 3 years, and then I got that job. So
sure.
Every coach at South has been there about 9, 10 years. It's just been about a decade of head coaches.
That's great.
It goes all the way back,
That's good to hear. What are some of your favorite memories?
I think watching was Jules' team going to state. That was awesome.
Sure.
Yeah, and the Final Four run was great.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a tremendous run for a 9 seed or 8 seed, whatever you guys were.
Wow.
So for myself, playing and coaching, we won a lot, sectional final and multiple regional titles, at South, at Ripon, we won, I don't know how many conference titles. I was a part of maybe 4 out of the 7 years I was there, player and coach. Soccer, we won 4 in a row. Junior, senior year, and then 2 years I was head coach. Those are great memories. And then coaching-wise, winning the conference title in 05, 06 for boys basketball. And the same year, that fall, I should step back. We won the conference title for soccer.
Wow.
I was head coach.
Wow.
In 05, 06, and then I was head coach for basketball. We won basketball title. And we lost in the sectionals in both. So those are fond memories. I mean, winning's great, but people have no idea how hard it is to win. It doesn't matter if it's a regular season Classic 8 game, if it's a regular season non-conference game. I mean, winning a regional title.
Right.
Just winning 2 games to get to sectionals in any sport is tough.
Every game's a playoff game in the Classic 8.
Yeah.
No matter what the sport.
Yeah, winning, Billy's right. I mean, my boss for the last 11 years, that's all he would say. Winning is so hard.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like Billy said, if people really understand that. The other part is losing is, it's just, especially when I think more as a coach.
Right.
I think, the other thing I've realized too is kind of coming back, how young, and I think this is critical for coaching, how young, like Billy's got a son, Morgan, who's going through an injury right now, but how young these high school kids really are.
Yeah.
They don't, I've been coaching college, you're coaching 18 to 23, 24-year-olds,
right.
And they don't know much.
Sure, yeah.
And then you start to think about 14 to 18, 17-year-olds, and so...
That frontal lobe hasn't been developed yet.
No.
Yeah, so.
And I think that's important to realize.
We're going to continue this discussion after the break. I really like where we're heading with this, Julian and Bill Swartz. As This Week in Waukesha continues on WAUK 101 FM, 540 AM, and the Civic Media app. Do not go away.
But there's a lot I hope for me, and you're the measure of my dreams, the measure of my dreams.
From Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A jury has awarded $148 million in damages to two Georgia election workers who sued Rudy Giuliani for defamation. Shay Moss and her mother became the target of racist threats.
The lies Rudy Giuliani told about me and my mommy after the 2020 presidential election have changed our lives. And the past few years has been devastating.
Protesters in Tel Aviv are demanding the release of remaining hostages held by Hamas.
There's got to be a deal right now to bring them back, and that we have to do more things to help these people get out of this prison.
Arizona's governor has ordered National Guard troops to the southern border after the federal government closed a legal port of entry. Republican State Senator T.J. Shope spoke with KPHO-TV.
I don't know that there's anything here that we're doing that is going to move the needle in the direction of being able to open the port of entry.
CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks host the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Pistons at Fiserv Forum. Head coach Adrian Griffin says that Chris Middleton will take the night off, but Pat Connaughton was able to practice and is expected to play after missing time with an ankle injury. In college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers' Sarah Franklin, who helped her team reach the Final Four this season, has been awarded the American Volleyball Coaches Association National Player of the Year. Last summer, Franklin underwent surgery to repair some blood clots that threatened her career.
It means everything. Looking back at the summer, I can't fathom how that was all able to play out up until now. That just goes to show how much hard work every single one of these girls has put in to keep pushing me to be the best and to come back even better than I was before. And it definitely pushed me to become a better volleyball player, a better person, just all around.
That's Badgers volleyball player Sarah Franklin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
WRJN weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, rain showers, a high near 46. Rain tonight, a low of 40. Rain ends for Sunday. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and a high near 45. A slight chance of snow Sunday night as we drop to 28. Monday, partly sunny, windy 32.
Right now, it's 41.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Menards is celebrating Ryan Blaney's NASCAR championship with 12% off everything. Sylvania's TrueWave LED bulbs provide the closest lighting to natural sunlight. This helps you feel and see better by offering an enhanced color experience. Create a nurturing environment for your family. A six-pack of 65-watt LED flood bulbs is on sale for $17.59 after 12% off. Hurry in before Christmas Day. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. Sorry, no price adjustments. See store for details.
Four seasons greetings to you all.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK. UK.
gentleman. Hey, we're back. This is Waukesha. And this is the Bare Naked Ladies with fellow Canadian Sarah McLachlan doing their cover of God Rest You, Merry Gentlemen. Great song. Has kind of a little bluegrass influence there. So check that. Add that one to your Christmas music list. I'm Don Brown, your faithful host, joined by the Swartz brothers, Billy and Julian. And Julian had started a great conversation about the teaching role that a coach has, both for young collegiate adults and for young high school students, mm-hmm. that there's still a lot that they have to learn. But we're going to keep a pin in that real quick. I want to announce that James Santel is back here in residence at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. His show, Morning Cannolis, is next. And Jim has, again, graced our guests and the staff with some, looks like some morning pastries. So sometimes it's cannolis from Glorioso's down on Brady Street, and sometimes it's other delectables. And so I think it's I'm glad that the Swartz brothers are being honored here by our resident attorney here at the a resident counselor at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. These look like eclairs.
This is the last thing I need.
I love it. Thank you, James. Hey, we're still taking your calls, 844-967-2789. And, yes, be sure to stick around for Morning Cannolis. And I want to one of our announcements this week, first, a big shout-out to the Waukesha North-South Fusion, who were recognized at the last school board meeting for their amazing state-bound season that included a Classic 8 co-championship. And the team, they shared the title of CMH. They beat in an incredible, I guess that's a sectional final to go to state. And Joe is also traveling to Florida. He received the Coach of the Year Award, I believe, for his youth coaching experience. And one of the pictures I had on Facebook was Joe with volleyball legend Karch Corrali. How cool is that? So, and Bo Richter has just texted in saying, just what the Swartz boys need for breakfast.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, this is unbelievable, yeah. Though. I ain't going to lie.
As Bill eats his Bo eats his Cap'n Crunch, I'm sure.
As most people know, I'm not a sweetie. I'm a salty, but.
Yeah, I'm a salty guy, too. Yep. This is. No doubt. No doubt.
Terrific.
So, hey, on a salty topic here, and again, we're back with the school board. Bo says, geez, what a show. So, as many of you know, this week it was announced that Waukesha School District teachers, parents seek federal investigation into treatment of LGBTQ plus students. And the quote from Amy Menzel, a former Waukesha West teacher, at Waukesha School District leaders have effectively created a culture of narrow-mindedness and fear. The district's controversial issues policy was first adopted in 2017. The policy defines controversial topics as any issues that could arouse both support and opposition in the community. Very vague. And won't be surprised if Jim touches on this subject on Morning Cannolis comes on. So stick around for that. And you know, Billy, as a member of the South faculty, we don't want to go there because, you know, you're obviously you're duty bound. But what I do want to say, though, is when I think of South, I think of a very inclusive culture for our kids. That again, one of the testimonials from a parent doing the open house couple years ago to one of the Booster Club board members was that when you come to South, you feel like the minute you go in the door, you get a warm hug. And and you went there as a student, you know, how would you say conditions are at our beloved Waukesha South?
Yeah, it's just a very special place, you know, obviously a very diverse school now, you know, compared to back in the, you know, 90s. And
sure.
And I think the staff, you know, is tremendous.
I agree.
We've had a lot of turnover, as many schools have, you know, not just in Waukesha, but all over.
Right.
Education's,
yeah.
You know, different in some ways.
Right.
But there's also a lot of staff that have been there for, you know, a long time.
Yeah.
And so it's just a very, very special place. And I agree, with what you just said. You know, you just, when you walk in there, you feel, you know, like a warm hug.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. You know, and I think it's something too, that also set Wisconsin apart from other states, and perhaps Peach Wabba could talk about this, is that, some of the top school districts in the country. I think it was like 4 or 5 of the top 20 at one time were here in Wisconsin. And there was a great Wisconsin. One of the attractions for people and companies to relocate here was the quality of our education. Mm-hmm. And so I believe, in spite of what's going on with the current political trends, that there's going to be a renaissance in the coming years, that maybe Act 10 could go away, and that young students will be it'll become attractive for these students again to teach. I know a few that want to go into teaching, and that it's been proven in Northwestern Mutual right here in our backyard is proof of that inclusive cultures are simply more profitable. Insurance rates are lower. People calling in sick, that's declined. These companies are 70-80% more likely to be, but they're more innovative. They meet or exceed sales goals more than other companies do. And so it's just good business. Mm-hmm. And so, I do like what I see at Waukesha South as a parent with two children that have gone through the system, if you will. And one will be starting her freshman year in the fall. I feel very good about her. I believe she'll be enrolling in the engineering academy. And so I think this is a great feeling. But this also leads back to what the conversation we had before the break, what Julian said, is that, you know, as a coach, you're very much teaching, especially with, even with the college students, because they're young adults, mm-hmm. but also with children 14 to 18 at the high school ranks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And go real quick with Billy's son, Morgan actually has, it's kind of said a lot to the topic. He's so proud. I know my mom has said this, you know, he's told my mom, his grandma, this, like, he's so proud to go to Waukesha South. They live in Tulsa. So he's obviously open and enrolled, and he could go wherever, but, he's really, really proud of the fact that he goes to a high school that's so diversified. And I think that speaks volumes. And I think that's it's a testament to what he's going to, and what all those kids are going to, the real world.
Right.
You know, when they step off next journey, whether it be into college or either go in the workforce and so on, that's life and that's real. And I think that's pretty cool. And I know Morgan is proud of that as I coach all those guys, and they're really, really close. That's the one thing I got with coaching those guys this summer is they're very, very close. And so I think that diversification is really cool. But yeah, getting back to that, just again, coaching to me is, that's like I don't know how Billy feels about this. It's almost one of the last things you do is actually coach. I felt mm-hmm. that in the college game. Like the last thing you really do is coach. I think if you want to just coach, if you can be in the, in the NBA or the professional ranks, you're dealing with obviously professionalism, adults, different type of deal. And you're just really coaching your strategy.
Yep.
All that stuff. Whereas, college, let alone I think maybe high school, to me, coaching is one of the last things you do. I think it's so much, like I said, counseling or listening, understanding. I think you got to have tough love, empathy, especially nowadays. I just think my biggest thing is, you got to love the kids now. I think from a relationship status.
Yeah.
I know I get the old school and I believe in the old school, the discipline and all that stuff. But now more than ever, like you got to love on these kids.
Right.
Before you can really then, and I think if you do that, if you show them how much you care, mm-hmm. and it doesn't take much, it could be a simple meal here or there, whatever, spend time one-on-one, whatever, but if you show these kids you care, then you got them. And then I think they want to be coached, and I think they want that toughness.
Yep.
So like I said, I think coaching is almost one of the last things you do. There's so much more to it that I think people probably don't realize.
And a lot of Miyagi-ing, right? A lot of wax on, wax off.
Relationships, it's so much relationships. And,
So. And I imagine you agree, Billy?
Yeah, the thing I think about when Jules was talking here is, as a young coach, all we wanted to do was win.
Yeah.
You just want to win. And we taught lifelong lessons. And winning helps with lifelong lessons, and so does losing.
Right. Yeah.
But nowadays... I don't know how much time we actually spend at practices on technical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I let the guys play. And soccer, it's a beauty and a beast.
Right.
There's no, we can't We can't call timeout.
Sure.
There's no, you know, time in between plays.
Right.
You know, the guys just got to play.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And so, you know, we just try to instill lifelong lessons and you know, get these kids to class on time and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, get these guys to graduate and get these guys to go on to post-education or the work world. Because, you know, when you look back, most kids, there's a very small percent that go on and play college athletics.
Right.
Like, it's under
almost 5%. Impossible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even at the Division III level.
Right. It's hard.
I mean, it's under 5%.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
You know, when it's over.
Yeah.
And those seniors are done with their last competition.
Yeah.
It's the real world. And yeah. Try to cherish as much time during Absolutely. The season that we're together.
Right. Right.
Because, like soccer, it's only 2.5 months.
Yeah.
You know, that we're together during the season.
Sure.
And like he said, it's over so quickly. If you look at the lifespan, if you actually spend some time reflecting on that,
right?
The majority, like Billy's saying, he's right. Statistically, I mean, the majority, 99%, are probably done playing whatever they love from a competitive standpoint. Yeah, and they go play at the Y and all that, but it's structured at like 18 years old.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you're really, I think, trying to teach habits. You know, habits and culture and standards and all that. And if you can get that through to them, then they've got something that can last.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I arguably my favorite coach was a football coach who he cut me junior year, but we remained close friends. We're actually still friends on Facebook. And the one thing he introduced into our football program, which the rest of the program picked up, was long distance running before practice. During breaks, you're constantly running, and what ended up happening is we are the most well-conditioned team mm-hmm. in the region, and we'd win games in the fourth quarter because we had just a lot more energy.
I think Billy does that with his soccer.
Yeah, I imagine a lot,
especially after a loss.
Yep.
Yep.
yeah, we had that one practice.
Sure.
And we didn't lose for over 50 days after very early morning practice after a very, very tough loss.
Sure.
And, true story.
I believe this
past season.
Yeah.
So
well, and I, you know, it's funny. You mentioned South had a good night free throw shooting. I think it was, what'd you say? It was like,
19 for 25.
Yeah. That's 50%
That's
a great night. Yeah. And I just, but I think about now, I was never a huge Bobby Knight fan, but there was one game where they lost because of free throw shooting, and it was at a assembly hall, I think that they call it, at Bloomington. And, he made the players stay after the game. It was like that scene in, the Miracle movie about the US Olympic hockey team where,
yeah.
He made these guys stick around and shoot free throws like all night long.
Now you can't do that. There's NCAA rules. Yeah.
So, but
a little different.
Yeah. So, but hey, before I forget, Blackshirt Wrestling has their alumni night on December 21st, which is next Thursday. So another great Waukesha South athletic program. All past Blackshirt wrestlers are invited to be recognized for your part in our program's history. Schedule of events includes South versus Arrowhead, West versus Arrowhead. There'll be an alumni recognition, and then South plays West. That all starts at 4:30 next Thursday.
That's really cool.
And, you know, you get some real fanatics.
GOAT, you know, the whole GOAT thing gets tossed out a lot. I'll tell you who's a GOAT is Ken Heine, the old wrestling coach at Waukesha South.
Wow.
You know, and so I hope.
Legend.
He's there, but, like, I grew up in a lot of my friends in high school were Dusty Smith, Ryan Lewis, those guys were unbelievable.
Sure,
wrestlers. And we used to watch, man, we would be on the basketball court practicing, and they'd be upstairs, and then they'd be coming down, and I'd be sitting there thinking I was tired and just watching those guys just
they're eating lettuce sandwiches. That's a rough character development.
Fast during the day, spitting a cup to make weight.
No doubt. Crazy. Yeah, they're almost like political prisoners hunger striking, you know.
But going back to Billy though, with Waukesha South, there's so much tradition, I think, in the whether it be teaching or but there's been a lot of just legendary coaches, and Ken Heine is at the top.
Sounds great. Yeah. Hey, when we come back from the break, more about Waukesha South history and tradition and sports and academics when This Week in Waukesha continues with the Swartz Brothers on WAUK Radio 101.1 FM 540 AM. Shaw. Star night, star.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K. K.
Was Christmas Eve, and the drunk time.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. That's Glenn Hansard with other musicians playing Fairytale of New York at Shane McGowan's funeral earlier this week. And I just learned the funeral took place in his maternal family's hometown in Tipperary, where his mother was from and where he spent a good part of his early childhood. And it's a town called Ninach, which is where my mother's maternal family came from. So Shane could be a cousin of mine. So more on that in another show. But back here with the Swartz brothers and... we were talking about, I mentioned the alumni wrestling night, and that conjured up some great memories for Julian and Billy. And Ken Heine was the legendary coach that they had.
Yep.
So, and then we were talking about just this great tradition that's been there at South, in spite of a lot of tough seasons in different sports in the Classic Eight, that there were a lot of just great memories, great teachers in the coaching realm.
Mm-hmm.
So, who else do you remember that?
Yeah, for me, and Billy had talked about some of his great memories were watching our teams. I was the same. Actually, for me, it was just cool. I mean, in the 80s, you know, my parents still live right across the street from the track in the football field, which just was, is still to this day, one of just the coolest things. Mm-hmm. To be able to have the gym right there, the football games, Friday Night Lights.
Sure.
But I grew up. Like, I lived in that gym while Billy was a little bit older.
Yeah.
And was really, really cool. And I didn't play for him, but Billy's high school coach, Mark Christensen. And again, like Billy said, those coaches kind of stayed for about 10 years or so. But talk about powerhouse. When Mark Christensen was the basketball coach and then Jeff Trickey, you know, was the football coach.
Right.
You know, that's kind of what I saw, you know, in the 80s kind of growing up. And then and then during my years, obviously, I think Coach Regal is the best of the best. You know, Dave Roush was just a tremendous human being and just, I mean, talk about a great teacher and everybody loved. He was during those Ken Heine and so forth. So you just had and then he had a group of teachers kind of just old school that were in it and just that were just so good to the kids and so forth. So I just nothing but great, you know, memories and thoughts about South. And South being, you know, again, kind of the founding school,
right,
you know, of Waukesha, you know, and hearing stories from my dad and the differences, you know, now between when they grew up and went to school and so forth and so on. So nothing but love for South.
I love that. Love that. Hey, and then switching over to some more city news, don't forget the winter spring activity guide is out. And I actually flipped through one of the pages. And there's actually, like, road trips you can take through Parks and Rec, these programs that have been prearranged. And one of them is like a, I'm waiting for this to download, it's like a Carole King tour or workshop in Fort Atkinson. Carole King, I guess, had some, the great music, you know, Tapestry, one of the greatest albums of all time. Something about that's going on in Fort Atkinson, and you sign up and you pay a few bucks. It's not much, but they have different little road trips like this around the area, even down in a couple places in Illinois, and thought that was pretty impressive. You can actually, one, sign up for the newsletter the city puts out every 2 weeks. That's a great, great resource. And number two, when you do download the, from there, you can download the weekly or the winter spring activity guide. And on page 33 is that listing of like road trips you can take. And that's cool. So there's basketball and there's cooking classes. There's just a good range of activities you can do. But I think that's another nice wrinkle that people could take advantage of, are these little road trips. And as much as we love watching our kids being involved in their sports, my wife and I also look forward to that day when we're empty nesters and we can take advantage of little things like this, travel the state more, even just travel Waukesha more. There's just so many hidden gems. Waukesha Unlocked is coming back next fall, and that's another great. Julian, yeah, you definitely have to check that out while you're here. It's like there's probably buildings you've never been inside of the whole time you grew up here. Julian and Billy, that just amazing history and amazing stories. So that's neat. It'll also give you the calendar of the garbage and recycling days. So that's good. There's an online disposal guide, which is also extremely helpful. So did you guys do much with Parks and Rec growing up? Were there a lot of great activities you could take advantage of?
That's all everything was for me.
Back then, yeah.
Yeah, Park and Rec baseball, Park and Rec soccer. Basketball we had at the elementary schools. That went away, sadly.
Yeah.
But that was awesome. And then, obviously, the club sports, there weren't many.
Right.
So you had to be elite to play AAU basketball. You had to be elite to play, Blazers baseball.
Yeah.
Right. Soccer. There were two clubs in town, and then they merged. It was Waukesha and SC, and then they merged to SC Waukesha years later.
I really hope that a lot of that can come back, just making it affordable and accessible for so many kids in our community. Yeah. And we're running out of time, so I just want to make a big shout out to Rivers End Gallery on Main Street. If you're looking for some great jewelry for your wife, everything there is 20% off, and I hit the jackpot. I got something my wife's really going to love. There's also great in the back. There's an actual gallery behind like the main jewelry counter. And there's a guy, a local guy, I forgot the name, but there's some really cool holiday and just greeting cards with some great art on that. People actually cut these pieces of art out and they make framed photos for that. So, pictures they can put on a wall. But in the 2 minutes we have left, Billy and Julian Swartz, what is it you want Waukesha to know about the Swartz family that we haven't discussed yet?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I think, as Jules mentioned or alluded to before, Papa, I don't know if many people know, but Papa grew up as a farm boy.
Nice.
And the Swartz farm was basically where Waukesha North High School is at Lowell.
Mm.
And so
wow,
that was all the Swartz farm. And, and he rode his pony to school when he was young. And we grew up. Yeah. Watching the fireworks there.
Wow. And now we can do it again.
And now we can do it again. Unfortunately, I got hit by a car when I was 7. And
oh, no.
Yeah, I'm right there, but survived it. And Papa grew up a farm boy and became a legendary teacher and coach for a long time. So
that's fantastic. Billy Swartz, Julian Swartz, I'm really honored to have you both here on the show this morning. It was a great opportunity to get to know Julian better. Billy, I've had the honor of knowing for quite a few years. He coached my daughter in basketball and was a teacher for our other daughter in gym and might have had Evan in a class. Mm-hmm. But thanks again for joining us this morning. And don't forget, Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel is on next here on WAUK 101.1 540 AM. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility this holiday season, and that... also, good mental health is also everyone's responsibility and right. So, thanks again.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. You bet. This was great. Thank
you
so much.
Enjoy your Saturday. Yeah, thanks again, and see ya. When all our dreams come
true. Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.